not sticking.
All right. Now, a large container that would hold 50 gallons.
Barrel.
All right. If you had a thing on there, say it was beer, and you had a thing on there.
I don't know. I don't know the word for it.
That's okay. And say the temperature really dropped last night, and the pipes froze, and they finally
broke or busted.
Okay. Have you ever seen molasses or lard in a store?
Yeah.
Out in an open kind of presentation, rather than cans.
A jar.
Okay. Now there, I almost said you've never seen, and that's a bad. No, that's, you don't want to start out negatively. You've never seen this, have you? You cut them off that way. The response there will be no, and that's useless. You know, you get a thousand yeses and nos. How about something like this? Look, you want to pour sugar into a. You're going to pour sugar into a smaller container or something, you make something like this, what do you call it?
Funnel.
All right. And something you crack to make a horse blow?
Whip.
And have you ever seen oxen or mules driven with a kind of a stick-like thing they use?
Yeah.
What would that be called?
Stick.
Okay. And this, something made of this substance that you might get a dozen oranges in. Be brown.
Burlap sack.
Well, that would be
a sack. I don't know what you.
Well, I mean, made of this.
Paper sack.
All right.
Paper bag.
Okay. Is there a difference between the two?
No, it just sounds better to say paper bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else? An old timey word for that?
No.
You ever hear of a poke?
No.
You never heard the word poke?
No.
Well, that's okay.
James.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, what is it?
James Taylor Polk.
Oh, you've never heard. You've never heard of a poke of.
No.
Okay. Now you mentioned the burlap material. What would you call that? Just say maybe you put 100 pounds of potatoes in it.
Burlap sack or something.
All right. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Probably not. I can't think of anything.
How about croaker sack or toe sack?
Nope.
Never heard either of them.
Neither one.
All right. How about one made of that kind of smooth, sometimes you don't see much anymore, but sugar used to come in a kind of cloth, smooth white cloth, almost looks like t-shirt material, cotton.
If you say it, I might know it. I don't.
Well, it's just whether you call it something like a or meal, so kind of the meal would come in. No, or just a bag full of real fat. The amount of corn, meal, or wood that would be taken to the mill at one time, or say if you're taking corn to the mill. All right, how about the amount of wood you could carry in both arms if you were out chopping wood for your fireplace?
Yeah.
That I had
an arms full.
What?
An arms full.
Okay, that's fine. And then how about something, if you didn't have a full load on your truck, you'd say, I just have a...
Half a load.
All right. And in with this is fluorescent lighting in here, but if you had a
light bulb,
right, and if you're carrying clothing out into the yard to hang up on a line, you'd carry it out in a
basket.
Okay. And then something small, something like a barrel except smaller.
Bucket.
Yeah.
Keg.
Right. Now the things that go around a barrel to keep the staves in place.
Nails, or is that what you want?
Now these are, they have those things when you were in the easiest way to ask you would be the thing you play in basketball, you shoot the basket through the
hoop.
And the plural would be
hoops.